Here are a man's thoughts on exactly why he enjoys having a really large cock. I've been going down on myself since my teens. I still do it now regularly, but a little less so. Thinking about it makes me hot. So I wrote out an account of how I started doing it, mostly to indulge myself. I hope you enjoy. I started sucking my cock when I was in high school. At that time I was sort of in an awkward mid-puberty phase, where parts of me were developing faster than others, specifically my cock. It had reached its full adult length, 9.5 inches erect. But my body overall was still small and immature, probably 5'3". And around 130 pounds, something like that. In other words, I was all cock. My side profile in the mirror, well, it looked wild, because my erect cock was longer than the entire pelvis arse profile behind it. And back then, my sex drive was raging, and I masturbated at least 3 or 4 times a day. Every morning in the shower before school, afternoons after school, and at least once at night. I learned early on that masturbating with clothes on, or through clothes, or masturbating under the covers was a bad idea, because I produced a lot of pre-cum, which would leave little blotches and stains on underwear and sheets and t-shirts. Whatever the tip of my cock was making contact with when I was jerking off. So I masturbated naked, out in the open, in my bedroom. Either lying on top of the bedspread or sitting in the chair. Even though I kept my door locked in the afternoons, I'd always get a little nervous when I heard someone outside walking along the hallway past my room. So I tried to have myself positioned in such a way that I could switch into kid doing his homework mode in about 5 seconds in case someone knocked. This meant a few things. I didn't lay down in bed, I always sat up with my back propped up on the pillows. I kept a school notebook open on the bedside table. I also kept my t-shirt sort of on. The shirt arms were still over my arms, but the torso part was pulled back behind my neck, leaving my front torso exposed, but the rest of the shirt in easy reach to quickly pull down over my body again. I also developed a habit of keeping my cock clutched close to my chest or up against it, almost protectively cradling it against my body. These masturbating habits created a few unintended effects. One of them was that my pre-cum would end up in sticky little dribbles on my chest, right between my nipples, where the ridge of my sticky cockhead made contact with my sternum. Another effect was that the tip of my cock was always staring up at me, hovering just inches from my face, almost like I was always staring down the barrel of a loaded gun. What's more, I could feel my breath on it. Whenever I exhaled, and I couldn't, I could even watch the already hardened cockhead become even more engorged, its delicate skin stretching more taut and shiny whenever I breathed on it. I usually jerked off with both hands, and managing the pre-cum was always part of the process. Early on, I'd picked up the pre-cum with my fingers whenever it oozed out and just rub it into my chest. But there was one day when I decided to try something new. Tasting it. I put just one wet finger into my mouth and, oh my God, it was delicious. An amazing surprise. Almost like a watered down honey. Mildly sweet. Almost perfect. What I came to associate with the delicious taste of cock. After that first day, I'd jerk off in anticipation of that first bee. Pre-cum. I'd spend my sessions edging the pre-cum out into my fingers, which I would then suck clean. Knowing my cock could produce such delicious candy was enough by itself to get me off. I'd often make myself come just by licking my fingers clean with one hand while thinking about it. Jerking myself to orgasm with the other. It wasn't long before I realised I need not bother with my fingers. One night, I bent down slightly and licked my wet cockhead, lapping sticky pre-cum directly from the source. And oh my God. Not only was it more delicious and a little thicker, but my tongue felt amazing on my cockhead, soft and velvety, with a vulgar little smacking sound. It was remarkably easy to bend down and lick my cock, especially at that age. I didn't even have to change positions. If I was sitting back in my bed, I just slouched down and I could manage to lick a few inches down along the shaft. And oh my God, it felt amazing. So soft and wet and slick. No wonder men loved blowjobs. The first night I actually tried to suck it, I came immediately. I managed to get just half of the cockhead into my mouth when the orgasm hit me like a bomb, and I had just enough time to yank it out of my mouth and pull it against my body, shooting a violent load of hot cum against my neck and the underside of my chin. Oh, I learned that night that self-sucking is best reserved for orgasm number two, which I had a little bit more stamina leading up to. The head felt great in my mouth, to be sure, but the moment I really fell in love with autofellatio was the first moment when I got down past the head and felt that first inch of delicate shaft, the skin in my hot mouth. Feeling that tight, wet seal around my cock, especially with a little bit of suction, was almost too good. and would bring me to the edge of orgasm within seconds. I knew I had to manage my stamina. And soon enough I did develop a rhythm that worked for me. It would be an understatement to say that I soon developed a love affair with my cock. I'd lose track of time sometimes, as I literally had to make out sessions with it every night in bed, exploring those first new delicious inches with my virgin mouth and tongue. After a few weeks, even the sight of my cock in the mirror was enough to make me salivate and start getting hard. I'd look at the contours of my cock head and begin to associate them with what they felt like in my mouth. Even the way I masturbated with my hands was changing. Previously, I would let my eyes close as I zoned out and jerked. But now I found myself looking at my cock as I stroked it, staring at it like it was a sexy lover. Actually, it was more like I was leering at it like a pervert, using the sight of it as masturbation fodder. I loved how big it was, rising like a veiny tree trunk from a thick nest of curly pubic hair. The shaft almost as big as each of the forearms that stroked it. I had an aggressive upward curve and smacked back against my chest whenever I let go of it. Much as it was part of me, I often felt more like I was part of it. It dominated over my body in more ways than one. It made me do what it wanted. It wanted a lot. I wasn't satisfied with quickies. It wasn't satisfied with quickies. It wanted long, slow, edging sessions. Sometimes an hour or more. It wanted a good, long build-up before it finally freed me from its control after a huge, messy load. But even then, the refractory period was an hour at most before it started demanding my attention. Yet again. I'm getting off topic. The pre-cum was delicious. But it became part of a whole new experience when I started sucking myself proper, mixing with my saliva into this slick, foamy froth that made the action feel hot and wet and incredible. Sometimes I'd let it leak out around my lips, let it run down the shaft, only to suck it back up a moment later on the downstroke. While I was still technically a virgin, I felt like I wasn't one anymore. Because even though I was doing this alone, there was something that felt very adult about the amazing sensation of fucking a hot, wet hole. In that way, self-sucking took on yet another dimension of allure and power in my mind. High school wasn't easy for me, as I'm sure it wasn't easy for most people. And while different people had different ways of dealing with the stresses, this was one of mine. Indulging myself in the blinding white pleasure of self-sucking. I got through those times by curling up into a little ball each night, slowly and lovingly fucking my mouth. I didn't have to waste energy fantasizing about anything because I didn't need to. I basically became pleasure in those moments when I was sucking, submitting to myself completely, feeling the energy spreading through me until finally my entire body felt like one giant cock sucking itself. I was a slave to it. I loved the obnoxious smacking sounds my mouth made as I sucked. I loved tasting the precum as it slid down my throat, savouring each sweet dollop of it, and always hungry for more. And meanwhile, everything was white, hot, and tingling. My nipples, my toes, the tips of my fingers, even the soft bed sheets felt electric against my arse and thighs. The first time I blew a load in my mouth, I wasn't prepared. I lost control over the action and sort of slumped down with no control over my mouth, letting the cum spill out from around my lips and pour down the shaft towards my balls. The taste was intense and very unexpected, but not unpleasant. It took a few tries before I could muster up the control to swallow during an orgasm. That moment, more than any other, is a moment where I feel like I'm performing two different roles at once. Almost like I want to get lost and enjoy myself, but I also know that I have to be there to take care of myself. Sometimes I'd let the first part happen, letting my mouth fill with cum, then swallowing it all down after, when I've regained more control. There was something so fun and sexy about knowing I can clean myself up this way, leaving no mess. It's almost as though sexual self-sufficiency turned me on. And while I kept a box of tissues next to my bed back then, I won't forget the one night when I paused for a moment just before climbing into bed and decided to move the tissue box over to the other side of the room to keep it deliberately out of reach. So when the time finally came, I'd be forced to swallow it all. In the years since, it became a little tougher to suck because, again, I wasn't fully developed yet. When I started to get in the way, it was erect girth. What started to get in the way was erect girth, which later settled into a circumference of 6 inches. And while I can and do suck it, I still, to this day, hit a gag reflex when I get down close to 4 inches. I'm 29, and I still do it maybe once or twice a week, usually after a hot shower, and if I have the time to devote to it these days on nights when I happen to be home alone, I lay naked in the same masturbating position in bed. Except this time, I sometimes have a laptop sitting on my thighs, slowly milking my cock with my left hand while I surf my favourite not-safe-for-work subreddits. Or answer a PM. I'd be embarrassed to tell you how long it's taken me to write this much down. I've probably spent way more time jerking off between sentences than I have typing them out. But when I really want, what I really want to do, is to know that you have enjoyed reading and listening to this as much as I've enjoyed writing it. Ever since those days of teenage self-discovery, I haven't regarded my cock as a mere part of my body. I regard it as though it's my lover. Part of that has to do with its large size, the way it rests on my torso. I end up spooning, cradling it, as though it's a lover, the normal course of masturbation. It's like an entity of its own that seduces me and rewards my devotion with pleasure. To that end, calling it autofellatio is an understatement, in my opinion. It feels a lot more like my cock and I are making love to each other. Posted with the permission of What in the Frick from the subreddit r autofellatio.